Jesus is coming soon and very soon. Soon we'll see the King. Are you ready? Are you prepared in holiness and in righteousness for that time? If not, it's time to repent and prepare the way of the Lord in your life. Again, get a copy of Seduction of the Saints. Don't wait. Don't delay. Get it today because...
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the first hour this evening, the views of Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. We're going to be talking about what's happening to America, the planned destruction of the American economy. And, you know, it's not simply by accident that suddenly they've destroyed agriculture here in California by turning the water off so the doctors in the Central Valley, once the breadbasket of our country, the doctors there, pardon me, the farmers there can't get water because they've got to protect a 3-inch smelt, and we got a 40% unemployment in the Central Valley of California. When they talk about 12.5% unemployment in California, they're simply lying. It's far higher than that because they're systematically destroying our farmers, and of course they... We find that our small businesses are shutting down. The fishing industry, they're setting out to destroy. They're tearing down our dams all across the country so that we won't have water stored. The water table will go down, and they can justify limiting our access to water. They certainly are in the process of limiting our access to electricity. They won't let us build nuclear power plants. They want to go green energy, and that'll double or triple the energy cost, more industry will leave the country, and certainly our financial industries and tatters. We formed more and more banks, 106 banks gone down so far this year, and probably we'll lose half the banks before this is over. And certainly the General Motors has become Government Motors, and they're opening plants overseas, but they're not opening any plants in the United States, because the idea is to take the plants and the jobs away from America, and then the housing industries and tatters. The industry is being systematically destroyed. Our jobs are intentionally still being sent overseas, but we can't tell the American people that. Little kitchen businesses are going down. The lumber industry has been destroyed. The mining industry is being destroyed. They're destroying the medical industry intentionally and purposely. The pension funds are all underfunded. The oil industry, we can't drill here. They can only drill. We have to depend on other countries. We have more than enough oil. Certainly they're doing everything they can to destroy the railway system, our transport system, our trucking system. It's all happening intentionally, but you'd think that some of the American people might understand there's a program to destroy America. Bob, what did I miss?
Not very much, I'll tell you that.
Go right ahead. Well, it's good to
have
you.
You know, I think the core of it began in the 1960s, and it was called in those days GATT, and in 86 it graduated into WTO, World Trade Organization. The GATT was General Agreement on Trades and Tariffs, and we started to see industry leave America in the beginning of 1980. And, of course, it accelerated, and now we've lost about 8 million jobs over the past 9 years. And, of course, the transnational corporations who are involved in this, they're making their profits at their offshore facilities, and they don't pay any taxes.
Isn't that wonderful? You don't pay taxes if you're a giant corporation overseas, but if you're a little guy here, they make your life miserable if you don't pay your taxes. Special taxes, special benefits for the very wealthy. Could this happen by accident? Ladies and gentlemen, they want our industry to move overseas. That's what nobody's going to tell you. Go ahead, Bob.
And so the spiraling damage from which is now almost 30 years has been caused deliberately, because the only way, and this is the true reason, the only way that they could get Americans and Europeans to accept world government is to destroy their economies and put them out in the street, lose their homes and their jobs and their cars and everything that they have, and then force them, in order to eat or function, to join in with world government. And I had it zeroed in on in 1967, and nobody wanted to listen to me. And so here we are, going into 2010, and the world is about to come apart. The world that we've known is over, and 2.5 years or so, there'll be a devaluation officially of the dollar, and there'll be default, and there'll be a terrible depression, which will last many years, and that is how they think that they're going to force you to do what they want you to do. And I think they've underestimated the American people, because I think most of them, given the choice of an internment camp and re-education and being told what to do in every aspect of their life, I think there's a good part of them that'll say, we don't want to do that. And that's when the revolution's going to start. And, you know, what I see going on in Congress right now at H.R. 1207, and SB 604, the audit of the Federal Reserve, and the investigation of what they've done. I think they're trying to disarm it. And if they do, it's our last hope. And, of course, we have an election coming next year. But I don't believe that the Americans are intelligent enough or even mad enough to get rid of the people who are incumbents. And so I would say 3 to 4 years after that, the whole country will blow sky high. And, you know, it's just an observation who somebody who's been at this for 50 years. And the American people have just been unwilling to recognize the problems. They are more so now, especially in the last couple of years, especially in the last 5 years. But is it enough? And are there enough people?
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob simply asked, are enough Americans who really care enough about freedom to preserve it here? Well, we're going to be interesting to see what happens, but certainly there is a plan for a dictatorship. There's always been a plan for a dictatorship by the ruling elite. And at last, of course, everything is in place. They think that they can impoverish the people, and impoverished people will not resist the imposition of tyranny. And, of course, behind this are the powerful spiritual forces that energize the whole movement towards the new world order, the new financial system, the new currency, the new religion. They want to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools and Ten Commandments out of our schools and cutting down crosses and these things. I mean, there's this intense hatred of Christianity, because it's the only thing that gives stability to a nation. And then, of course, they want to install their new world leader. Part of an age-old plan coming to fruition in our lifetime, at least I hope a Bob's lifetime in my lifetime. Although we're getting a little older, we may very well see the move rapidly in that direction. So basically, Bob, they've certainly playing games with the gold and silver. Do you think they've lost control, or do you think that they are just sitting back and sort of smiling as we think they've lost control over the precious metals, which one day will be, of course, I believe, again, the basis of the world currency, although they may want to take us into a cashless society, at least for the elite, there will be a world currency.
Well, they certainly want a world currency, and they certainly want that people abandon Christianity and other religions as well. They want to have their rainbow religion, which is nothing but Satanism. And I think that the thought process of people, very often they get so involved in the things that don't mean a lot, that are very important to people, that they miss the big picture. And the big picture is what it's all about. And of course you have all this terrible propaganda that's been going on for years. And they've been forcing it down the public's throat, and the public doesn't realize that they're being spoon-fed this ridiculousness that is being put to them by the United States government and Walt Madison Avenue, Wall Street, etc. I mean, it's a big game, and it's a high-stakes game. These people are walking away with trillions, with a T, like in Tom. Trillions of dollars. And they do it every year. They just keep on gouging the American public. And now it's time, at least as far as they're concerned, to have the American public submit to what they think are their masters. They know better what's good for the American or world people than they do. So what they have to do is force that upon them, and that's what they're doing.
Well, what happened this week? You mentioned on our earlier program that the price of gold had gone down because the options were expiring and some of the other monetary increments were expiring, and they wanted to drive the price down to Sarnia so they could strip the people of legitimate profits. But Sarnia, you know, does this happen every month before the options expire?
Yes, it does. It happens every single month, like clockwork.
All right, well,
and what they do is, in fact, I just did the numbers for tomorrow's expiration, and the goal is to get gold at around 10:35, which is about $7 away from where it closed today, and it closed higher than that. And when they got that in that position, two-thirds of the positions who are outstanding will expire worthless. Those positions belong to the United States government. They just executed by the firms such as J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and Hong Kong Shanghai Bank and so on. And not only that, they have a record short position on gold. And every time gold goes up, they lose money, and we're talking billions. And so that's one of the reasons I want gold down as well. The problem that they're faced with is they don't have enough gold to influence the market anymore. And seldom did you see gold coming out of London down $8 or $10. We did have one day like that last week, but by and large, they don't have the gold to sell, and they don't want to sell it at these levels because they know it's going higher. They know that they've lost the game of gold suppression by using physical. And so this option expiration, which happens every month, is a farce. It's an exercise in criminality. And the government agency, the CFTC, just sits there and watch it happen because they're told you mind your own business and leave it that way. In fact, I picked up a tape today about Brooksley Bourne, the woman who about 10 years ago said that doing away with Glass-Steagall would be a disaster for America, and she's right. And I wrote about it when she said that, and I wrote about her many times since. She's a genuine heroine, and for that, the insiders destroyed her. So this is what you're up against. You're up against people who can do anything they want. I mean, you know, if they get mad enough at Stan and Bob Chapman, they'll kill us. I mean, they have no compunction. And they're not going to shoot you in the head. You'll have an automobile accident or you'll die of a heart attack, which will be induced by them. Or you'll be suicided with a bullet in the back of your head. I mean, this stuff goes on all the time. And the police are told, you know, it's a government matter. You look the other way and keep your mouth shut. And law enforcement, by and large, complies. If they don't, they'll get dead. And they know it. I mean, we're dealing with vicious animals. And so that's what goes on every month. And it only lasts a couple of days. But it's effective. And then, this week, we had a $182 billion underwriting. Now,
in other words, the Fed is trying, or was that the Treasury was trying to sell $182 billion in Treasury bills because they've got to raise money. They've got to raise $5 billion a day. They're frantically trying to stay above water. They have to raise water money because we don't have enough money coming in to cover all of our debt, so they simply having to go out in the open market and borrow money. And so, but who's putting up all that money? A lot of people. I don't think China's anxiously over here buying American bonds because T-bonds, because they know, of course, they're going to go down. The dollar's going to lose value. Who's buying all of these bonds?
Well, supposedly, about 40% is being bought by foreign governments, but that's not really true. The Federal Reserve created $500 billion out of thin air recently, and they exchanged it for foreign currencies, five major currencies. And what they do is they use those currencies and sell them in the market to make the dollar go up. Now, the foreign governments take the money, and they go into the treasury auctions, and they buy treasury paper. And if they hold onto the paper, it's not monetized. But in time, it will be. It's one of the reasons we haven't seen hyperinflation yet. And also with the banks are borrowing money, and they take part of it and redeposit it, making about 3% on their money. And they redeposit it with the Fed. The rest of it they gamble in the market with on a leverage basis.
I think so, if I could just explain what you said. The banks couldn't borrow from the Fed at 0.25%. Then they can lend it to the Federal Reserve System at 3.5-4%. That's pretty good markup. You borrow for nothing. You lend it back to the government that created the money, and then you make 3.5 or 4% interest. Is that how it works?
Right. And the Fed is not the one that's paying and losing. It's the American taxpayer. And so, you know, we have two things going on. We have the options expiration, and then we have the sale of a preposterous amount of bonds. I mean, incredible amount of bonds. And so they have to make the market look good. They weren't successful today in doing that. And they did take the dollar up, and they took commodities and gold and silver down. And that was their game for the day. It wasn't quite as much as they wanted it to be, but they did fairly well. They only could do it for 2 or 3 days, and it's over. In this case, that's all they want to do it for, because the last auction's on Thursday, and on Tuesday, which is tomorrow, the auction expiration will be over. In fact, they will have accomplished what they want to accomplish by about 12:30 when COMEX closes.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Stay at a time.
We'll be back in just a moment. Well, as I was saying, it's all smoke and mirrors. The average individual has no idea what's going on. Like a leaf floating down.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Certainly he anticipates he'll come up with another stimulus bill, maybe during the summer in preparation for the fall elections, maybe an $800 billion, something like that. And maybe they'll talk the banks into going ahead and doing some more lending. But it's all phony. I mean, you can't have a recovery, a jobless recovery. You can't have a recovery based upon a government creating money out of nothing and then, of course, you know, lending it out and or giving it away or something. Mr. Obama, President Obama, is going to give all everyone on Social Security a check for $250, you know, just because he likes us. Of course, it's our own money, I should say the destruction of our money that he's giving us. But then suddenly Bob was talking about a fellow, that's John Paulson, fellow made a lot of money when the market collapsed. What's Mr. Paulson saying?
He's already bought $400 billion worth of gold for his fund. And he's recommending people do the same thing. And he's saying the same thing I am. And I don't think his timing's as good as mine, because he doesn't understand psychopolitical warfare. And he doesn't understand, perhaps doesn't understand the Illuminati. But he's on the right track. He sees it, but I don't know how clearly. And, you know, we had gold down today, $13 or whatever it was. And we saw the GLD and the SLV, which are the two exchange-traded funds. We saw them unchanged. Now you ask yourself, how can that be? The pricing, everything they're doing is rigged in every corner of every investment everywhere.
Now, Bob, did I understand you to say $400 billion? Is that $4 billion? Mr. Paulson, $400 billion worth of gold, almost half $1 trillion?
This fund is, it's over $1 trillion. And rightly so. I mean, the man's been fantastic.
Well, now, is this is he actually taking physical delivery, or is he buying derivatives? What's he buying? What form is the gold in? Because I would think if somebody came into the market and took physical delivery on $400 billion, there'd be pretty hard to lay your hands on.
No, he bought it over a period of time, and he took physical delivery.
That, I think, is one of the biggest stories.
He probably borrowed money to do it.
Okay.
So the leverage is, I would have to guess, perhaps 10 to 1. And, you know, he's saying the right things. And I think others will follow. And that means that problems for the Illuminati are going to get worse and worse. And it'll eventually lead to a collapse of the financial and economic system. I mean, people don't have a clue to what they're in for, and nobody wants to listen to the bad news. And all I can tell you is, if you don't get your house in order, you're going to pay big time.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I would think he'd have a terrible time laying his hands on that amount of gold. And I think it's a great investment. It's great for those of us who believe that gold and freedom are inseparable. In fact, Alan Greenspan wrote an essay on that subject back in 1966. I recommend everybody read it. It's called Gold and Freedom, 1966. Alan Greenspan, put that into your search engine. Pull it down, and as Alan Greenspan said then, and he recently said, he still believes that the only key to economic freedom is gold. It's very interesting. Wasn't Alan Greenspan employed temporarily by Mr. Paulson? I know that he worked for one or two of the large hedge funds and had an agreement not to share his knowledge or understanding with the others. Is that one of the hedge funds Alan Greenspan was advising? Do you know?
No, I don't know, but I do know that Alan Greenspan was a terribly failed economist who had no clients and got a job at the Federal Reserve.
Well, he may very well have been, but when he left, he got $8 million for writing a book. Suddenly advised a couple of hedge funds that made countless billions of dollars when the economy that Alan Greenspan created collapsed. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Steve calling us from Illinois. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Great, I think.
All right,
well,
fine.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you know, that Brooksley Bourne, of course, she was ostracized for simply telling the truth, the grim truth, that is. Ronald Reagan sure made Greenspan head of the Fed in 87. I got particularly interested, connected, what have you, in 1981. My antenna went up by running a big highway interstate service station, but something come out that he was going to, his administration, use taxpayer incentives to move big business offshore, this, that, and the other. That got me, I thought, well, Jimmy Carter's so bad, what on earth? I saw this all happening in 1981 and been questioning it ever since. We are a failed economy, and the rest of the world knows it. Nobody wants to invest in us or anything. So what they've done is through this charade, through the Congress, they're all, thieves together. They got the taxpayers' money out of the unions and things they could never touch before, pensions and what have you. That's the only thing that's held this up as long as it has. But that was the end game, doing that. And
let's get Bob's comment on what Steve is saying. Bob, how would you respond to what Steve is saying?
I think he's right. I believe that you've had all of these things going on for a long time. The amount of people who have been paid off to keep the system going is enormous. And the public doesn't know about it because they never hear about it. You'll hear it on the Beltway. I mean, I heard a story about a week ago that one of the reasons that the stimulus package isn't working as well as it should is that they're using stimulus money to buy everybody in Congress. How much do you want for your vote?
And I'm sure that's actually how it works, of course. It's totally, totally illegal, but then who are you going to complain to when the government's the one who's doing it? We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Steve on the line from Illinois, and Steve was simply saying that he's been watching this since 1980, and of course could see, even in the Reagan administration, where they're using taxpayers' money to encourage our corporations to move overseas, all part of this program of globalization. Now, of course, Reagan's administration was really run by a man who was a globalist. His name was George Herbert Walker Bush, and after the failed attempt on Reagan's life, Ronald Reagan got the message, you go along or you end up very, very dead. So, Steve, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, Yeah, just one thing in passing here, closing. You know, this Tracy somebody, a representative for a number of years, you can remember her name, from the Lundberg letter, she doesn't even offer up any excuse anymore. She just comes on to announce, yes, there was an 18-cent price hike in the oil this past 3 days or something. They don't even give you a rhyme or reason, no representation of taxes or anything. I mean, it's just out-and-out lawlessness that is, you know, if you take the people's money like they have, I mean, you've taken their lifeblood. And to me, it's a declaration of war by this financial crooked outfit, even from Congress. That the only thing I can see is that we got to remove them physically out of there and clean that rat's nest out. Because
Steve, you can't remove them physically if the American people do not care. Our job is to educate the American people so that they do care. And until that such time as that happens, anything else is an exercise of futility. You're right. The vampire's on the loose. They're devouring the blood of the American people. God bless. Thanks so much, Steve. Let's go to Ray calling from Santa Cruz. He's got a question. Hi, Ray. Do you have a quick question for our guest?
Yeah. You know, this pension fund thing, it kind of... It interests me because I'm reading a book about called Dark Victory by Daniel Maldea about President Reagan and his involvement with MCA Corporation, and also the fact that apparently Jimmy Hoffa was raiding the pension fund of the Teamsters, and he was doing it, I mean, in broad day. I mean, he was getting away with it for years, and they were using this money to buy casinos and... And of course, there was the Howard Hughes deal to buy the casinos in Vegas and back in the 70s. And, but this whole thing about the corruption in government, it's not just the government, it's the corporations, it's the unions. It's all the way down, all the way from top down.
Ray, why should you be surprised? When we've taken God and morality out of this nation, they will not even allow God to be mentioned in schools. Why should we be surprised when a generation later we have corruption at every level of society? You can't have a free society unless you have moral people. And they didn't want a free society. That's why they created immorality as a way of life. But go ahead.
But apparently, it interests me when you talk about that, because I've been reading about how President Reagan, you know, I have respect for his office, you know, but I don't know about respect for him. But apparently, he had some quite a bit of acres in the mountains of Southern California that he sold, a film company, a large film company, I think it was Warner Brothers, bought it from him for 10 times the price of the land. And they claimed that they were going to build a studio, a production facility on this property. I assume that it's San Ysidro, or it's up in the hills, in the mountains. Reagan had property up there, and he made a lot of money off some real estate, some very questionable real estate.
But that's deal. The way things work. Realize that since Bill Clinton left office, why there's been almost a half a trillion dollars, I think $492 billion worth of contributions to Bill Clinton's foundation. Mm-hmm. I remember when he suddenly left the presidency, they gave him $10 million for the book he wrote. They only gave the Pope with with $1 billion followers. Following, you know, $8 million, but they gave Bill Clinton $10 million. They gave Hillary $8 million. They gave Alan Greenspan $8 million. It's simply payment for services rendered. You have to understand that. Anything else you want to say, Ray?
I have one other thing to say about concerning Jimmy Hoffa. Now, Paul Laxalt, I guess he was a senator of Nevada at the time, he wrote a letter to President Nixon to in favor of pardoning Jimmy Hoffa, because he had been in jail, of course, for a number of things. And he wrote this letter to him. I've got it right here. And within within several days, his prison sentence was commuted. Hoffa's prison sentence was commuted. And here, I mean, it just with a letter, you know. I mean, these people are incredible.
Let's get Bob's comment on that. What do you think about what Ray's saying, Bob?
Well, he's absolutely right. And once you're into it, you can't get out. I knew Ronald Reagan quite well. And I was in the Speaker's Bureau when he ran for the governor of California the first time. And he didn't know I knew a great deal about him that even his wife didn't know. Back in the 1930s, Ronnie was a fellow traveler. And he made a lot of speeches throughout the American Southwest and into Texas regarding a communist philosophy.
Right.
At best, you can call it super liberal, but it was really basically communist. And he was out on the lot at 20th Century or wherever it was. I think he was over in Culver City making movies all the time and got a deferment. And he couldn't get any roles during the period after the... Pardon me?
Oh, I see. I was beginning to... I can't put it...
He couldn't get any jobs after the war, any parts, we'll call it. And George Murphy, who is a terrific guy, got him involved with the Screen Actors Guild and got him the presidency and sent him off in a different direction. GE came along in 1953 and gave him a job running, I think it was called the GE Theater.
Right.
And one of my clients used to be Ronnie's girlfriend, during 50-51, and it never worked out ultimately. And he met Nancy, who he eventually married. It was his second marriage. But there's a lot about Ronald Reagan that I know that I can't tell you on the air.
Right.
But he was not the Prince Charming you thought he was.
No. All right, fine. Well, Ray, we're going to...
I got to get going. So
okay, God bless and thanks. Right, bye-bye. Let's go to John calling from Spokane. John, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do. I have a question for Bob. Bob, you're familiar with Aaron Russo's movie Freedom to Fascism?
Aaron was one of our subscribers for a long time.
Okay.
And I talked to him many times.
Okay. Because what I got from that movie was, in the quest to find the law that requires us to file a tax return, no one could find it. Moreover, it was made clear that a tax like we have, a graduated income tax, is unconstitutional. So if this information was broadly known to the American public, you know, through some type of viral grassroots movement, and people realize that they're actually funding this government takeover by paying an income tax, if we just all in mass stopped filing a return, what do you think would happen?
They fill the internment camps up with you.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter.
Who was Peter Schiff's father, tried for 50 years or more to prove that point. And the last time I heard, at 86 years old, he was sent to prison.
Right.
These people, they don't regard anything as sacred other than what they want to do. You're dealing with an evil, corrupt conspiracy.
Yeah. And
there is no court system anymore. There is no legislation anymore. It is what the Illuminati and the Brotherhood of Darkness wants it to be.
John, don't waste your time trying to fight the IRS. Help us educate the American people and do not be taken off target. I mean, this is a dead end. I mean, certainly it may very well be that the 16th Amendment wasn't ratified, but it isn't going to matter. They're going to enforce it anyway. They want you to become a tax resister because, of course, that takes us away from informing the American people what this is all about and coming up with the solutions. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Ed calling from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
Hey, yourself, Dr. Stan and Bob. I've posed this question to you in the past.
But listening to all the disgruntled listeners and discussion of the tyranny and treason that's going on in the country, isn't it time to invoke paragraph 2 of the Declaration of Independence?
If you try to do something like that without the vast majority of the American people behind you, it'll lead to catastrophe. What we need to do is educate them. Everybody wants an easy approach. Oh, my goodness, we're just going to overthrow the government. The majority of the American people still like the way things are. They're just waiting for it to get back for the good times to roll again. You've got to educate them. They're not coming back again. And why? And you've got to get them back to the Constitution. But also you need to have them have a fear of God, because this is a spiritual force behind what's going on.
Well, I agree with everything that you've said. And I'm not advocating anything that's unlawful, but our Declaration of Independence, the preamble to the Constitution, and the Constitution itself prescribes for methods of addressing treason and tyranny in the government.
And how are you going to oppose the tyranny by a government? You're going to have to go to the government. And until such time as the American people care, nothing's going to happen. But thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Mark calling from New York. Mark, do you have a comment at all for our guest? Question for our guest?
Just a comment first. First of all, thank you so much for your show. I'm so much more drawn to my shortwave than any of these AM stations, talk radio shows, because it's with a very few exceptions of, sometimes callers bringing up topics. They don't want to touch the hard topics, and I want to say thank the Lord for you, Dr. Stanley. You really outstanding show. Could your guest comment on the conviction of Ed and Elaine Brown on their fight and how the feds put them in jail to fight the income tax?
Bob, why don't you take that?
Well, what is the question?
The question: what do you think about the federal indictment and imprisonment of Edward and Elaine Brown? They were a couple that simply didn't want to pay their taxes. They were holed up in their home. They were able to hold off the IRS for a month or so, and eventually, while the IRS got in there and of course arrested them, they were sent to prison for long periods of time because they said that they felt the income tax was unconstitutional. So, I mean, what do you think about the way they were treated?
Well, I think they were treated terribly, but most everybody else is when they get into the system.
Absolutely.
They knew what the consequences were, and so you got to take that in consideration, just like Erwin Schiff did all those years. And look, you've got to understand, this is a game of psychopolitical warfare. And most people don't go far enough mentally into the system to understand what's going on. They control everything. You step out of line, you're destroyed or you're dead or you're in a prison or something. They will not countenance people doing the kinds of things that you and I do, Stan. It's a wonder they haven't killed you. And that's a fact. And I've had this discussion with a number of talk show hosts who are terrified for their lives. And I don't blame them. I mean, what is going to tick these people off enough to make sure that you don't go on the air again?
Well, Chris, I have to put my faith in the Lord, because if he's not looking after me, I have no protection. Well, I think that's the best answer there, Mark. But don't get discouraged. This is a spiritual battle being fought on an economic and cultural and psychological battlefield. But don't sit around and bemoan our tragedy. You get started helping us educate the public. And this is why I do what I do. And your job is to help and help get the truth out about how this all fits together. And the powerful secret societies and spiritual forces behind the people who control the finances and the corporations and the educational system and the media of our nation. Thanks very much for calling, Mark. And right now, before we go on, Bob, I want you to get your telephone number out and tell people how they can subscribe to the International Forecaster.
Well, the international forecast is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 40 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out to those who are not on the Internet twice a month as well. If you'd like to get a free introductory copy, you can go to our site, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. That's bob@intforecaster.com. Or you can call 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188, toll free, and get a free copy of either the email version or the hard copy version.
All right, fine. Jack from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Question and a comment?
Well, let's get the question because we're running out of time.
All right, well, I guess the comment's actually more important. The fellow that called from Spokane a few minutes ago.
Right.
I want to direct them to truthattack.org. That's truthattack.org. I'm organizing people in my area. This is a tax attorney who took on the IRS when he went in and scrutinized the statutory code on income taxes and discovered that he had been defrauding and extorting his clients. So he quit paying income taxes, filing returns. IRS came after him, and he whipped their butt.
Yeah, I've heard that story many times, and all those people are in prison today.
Well, this guy's not in prison. He's got a nationwide crusade going called Tea Party Square.
Right, and all these people are going to be fighting the IRS.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620. Or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
I hope you're right and everything is safe. God bless. Okay, fine. So this is Dr. Stan. And so this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you believe in what we're doing, why, we'd love to hear from you. Quite frankly, we need your help. A lot of our regular supporters have been waylaid, lost their jobs, and certainly even those who've been with us for close to 15 years have had to discontinue support. We understand that. We just hope if you're out there, you'll want to take their place. And certainly, if you want to be involved in this true war that's being fought, you need weapons, but not a pistol or a machine gun or something like that, because there's no way you can win that way. The one thing they fear is the truth, and that's why we're making the offer. You get a case of my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. It explains what's going on and will change people's lives if they read it and understand it and join us then in this epic crusade. And if you'd like to get a case of the books, 60 copies for a suggested gift of $149.95. Now, remember, once this offer is completed, well, you're not going to hear it again for several years. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to going to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and certainly listen to our programs. You can listen there on the Internet 5 hours a day. If you want to understand what is going on in our society, you need to get our 4-tape set on Deadly Assassins. Actually, it's a 4-CD set. Our 4-CD set on The Murder of Martin Luther King. You'll find that James Earl Ray did not kill Martin Luther King. The family never believed it. They got a trial. They won the trial and totally blacked out by the controlled media. But you need to hear these stories by people who attended the trial. And then, of course, the 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, the 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. And we have so much information you need to get. You need to get the interviews on what happened on September 11th. Why did the buildings come down? There are tapes, and they may be available in CDs. You need to go to our website and watch Building 7 come down a half a dozen times. It was a controlled demolition. How was Osama bin Laden able to get explosives into the building for a controlled demolition? Well, maybe he didn't put them there. And if he didn't, who did put the explosives in building number 7 for a controlled demolition? So understand what's going on today, and you can help us get the information out. If you want to know how they're poisoning our children, the DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Program. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Program. That comes with a free CD-ROM that shows how the government knew what was going on, that they were poisoning the children and did it anyway. The DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock. And then, of course, the Vaccine Update 2009. We're now offering the Simpson-Wood Report, the secret CDC report, where they admitted, you know, that they knew that the thimerosal was poisoning the children, and they weren't going to tell the American people. We have, of course, now the report from the Congressman Burton's office, including the congressional record in 2003, totally suppressed in America. If you want to know the basis of American foreign policy, you need to get National Security Study Memorandum 200. NSSM 200 came out over the signature of Henry Kissinger, the major thrust of American foreign policy, population control. You need to hear my talk on planned population reduction. And I number 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
from the mountain to the prairie, to the
Stand back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, and supporters of the station you listen to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry is a certainly Israeli patriot, coming from a Jewish point of view, who actually, after writing for about the assassination of Prime Minister Rabin, was actually forced to leave the country by death threats and actions to take his life, and came to America, and we try to have him on every week so that you can hear his wisdom. He's lived through a lot of these things. And are we going to be talking about the death of Rabin tonight? What are we going to talk about, Barry?
Yeah, that's a new angle.
Well,
many angles.
Well, this is up to you. You pick up the ball and run. I'm passing the ball. Do you pick it up?
Well, in the Hebrew calendar, in theory, yesterday was the anniversary of the Rabin assassination, but nobody follows that. November 4th is the day that I'm aiming for. Now, nonetheless, there's the usual anniversary commemoration news coming out of Israel that's being sent to me, and, well, of great interest was the financial ministry released the list of the highest paid civil servants in Israel. That, by the way, was yesterday, and I was bombarded with this article that the highest paid public servant in Israel is, Dr. Yehuda Hiss. He was the coroner that covered up the Rabin assassination. He gets $18,150 a month, nine times the average salary of a civil servant, by far the highest paid public servant in Israel, and, well, this caused a tremendous amount of fury because people thought he was fired. Way back in 2002, not for the Rabin assassination, which, by the way, should have had him in prison for the rest of his life. He covered up every angle of the Rabin assassination to make it fit the government story. But, in fact, in 2002... the police investigated him, the Supreme Court rejected an appeal to fire Hiss for the removal of body organs from 81 deceased, well, I wouldn't call them patients, victims. Now, this, of course, is, 81 people. He sells these organs worldwide, and it's a horrific crime, but the government protected him, and supposedly he was fired as chief coroner. In fact, he was not fired. He was given another title, And it turns out that he's the highest paid civil servant in all of Israel. He's making $250,000 a year. I hear the music.
Well, the thing is, that, of course, that this is what you do. You pay people off. And suddenly, whether it's suddenly you pay them off through government, you pay them off through a corporation. Suddenly, when Bill Clinton left office, he was given $10 million to write a book. The Pope from the Vatican with $1.25 billion of followers, he only got $8 million for his book. Well, I guess his book wasn't as interesting as Bill Clinton's, because they gave Hillary $8 million. That was $18 million for the two of them. It's pretty good for writing a book. And of course, Alan Greenspan was well rewarded. He got $8 million for writing his book. Same amount the Pope got. Isn't that interesting? We'll be right back. So you go right ahead.
Well, of interest, of great interest, is that Israel National News interviewed Dr. Chen Kugel. Now, he was the assistant coroner under Yehuda Hiss, and he was the one who leaked the business about the 81 dead, many soldiers, by the way, but just plain ordinary victims that were gutted for their organs, and he was later rewarded by honest Israelis for exposing this awful deed by Hiss. He was interviewed by Israel National News, and, well, I gotta tell you, sometimes I get a little discouraged, since this was all me who broke the Hiss Rabin autopsy cover-up. That was all me. But I'm going to quote from Shmuel Cohn. He interviewed Kugel, and here's his question. There have been rumors, this is a direct quote, of course, there have been rumors for years that Hiss simply knows too much. People have been sent to jail on his say-so, and for instance, he knows about the Rabin murder. Perhaps there is a fear that if he is fired, he might open his mouth and ruin some lives. To which Dr. Kugel answered, I wasn't there, but it could be. If this is true, the situation must stop now. This is all, well, so I don't get credit. I instilled the facts in the public mind, and I'm sure Shmuel Cohn knows where it came from. Of course he's being paid off, because he knows that Rabin was not murdered by Yigal Amir. And I've got more than enough evidence, including an appeal to the Israeli Supreme Court, where Hiss told the cab driver that Rabin was shot 3 times, not twice, the way the government said. In short, he's making $250,000 because if he opens his mouth, Paris will be dropped like a hot stone, and will actually have to pay for the crime of organizing the Rabin murder. That's just stage one. I could go on about the so-called attorney, the Senator Darshan Leitner, who supposedly got him fired. In fact, she didn't get him fired. He got it wasn't even a lateral promotion. It was a promotion straight up.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, this is Dr. Yehuda Hiss, who actually, according to Barry, had actually covered up the truth about the murder of the premier of Israel. And when the information came out, why he is, everybody thought he was fired. He wasn't fired. He was promoted. Now he is the highest paid civil servant in Israel today. Now, what is his official title today, do we know?
He's not chief coroner. He's just in charge of the institute that does the examinations. In fact, he's still the chief coroner. It's just a title change. And by the way, that's not a claim. I proved it beyond any doubt that Yehuda Hiss, Dr. Yehuda Hiss, changed the autopsy report on Rabin infinitely changed it. He rubbed out wounds. He rubbed out the truth of the autopsy. Three bullets became two bullets. Suddenly there was no damage to the spinal cord, which is essential because there was a film of the so-called assassination where Rabin keeps walking after he shot. It's a very complicated story, and today I'm not giving the whole story. But in fact, this came out yesterday that Dr. Yehuda Hiss, far from suffering from his many crimes, is actually the richest civil servant in Israel. And now, the people who remember me bombarded me with this story today. Now, there's much, much more. Look, you have to understand that Perez got caught in this murder, and it's well beyond his. Now, I'm going to give you two names. They work with Perez to murder Rabin. One is Carmi Gilon, the head of the Shabak. He ordered Yoram Rubin to shoot Rabin. That was the shooter, the personal bodyguard of Yitzhak Rabin. Yoram Rubin shot him. He shot him three times. He murdered him. Now, as for Perez's involvement, and I'm just going to give you a few wonderful examples. At, let's see, Rabin was pronounced dead at 11:10, November 4th. About 90 minutes later, about 12:30 at night, there is a press conference, to declare that the new prime minister is Shimon Peres. What else? Peres, the first words that came out of his mouth, he appointed Yoram Rubin his own personal bodyguard, he claimed, because of the courage that he showed in trying to rescue Rabin. I can't think of a less qualified bodyguard in the world to name as your personal bodyguard than the one who was guarding Rabin, who was lying dead in the hospital. Now, you have to ask, why would he name Yoram Rubin his personal bodyguard in front of the nation? But it gets worse. Now, these are in my books, these pictures in my book. At this press conference, Perez takes his hand and shows how Rabin was shot through the front. Now, I'm going to restate for people who don't know. The Israeli government concluded that Rabin was shot twice through his back. There was no frontal wound because the Patsy, Yigal Amir, never shot from the front. Perez lifts his little hand and puts it to his chest and says that Rabin was shot through his chest frontally. And we've got the picture, and I've got the picture, and I've got the interview with Yoram Rubin. With Perez appointing Rubin his personal bodyguard. Perez gave away the show at that person, at that interview, at that press conference, where he becomes prime minister. He really just said that Rubin did it, and that Rabin was shot three times and once from the front. All of this went straight downhill when the film of the assassination showed that Amir never shot Rabin ever from the front. Now, it gets a lot worse. You have to understand the mess that Perez is in as the evidence comes out. He has already named Yoram Rubin as personal bodyguard, but Yoram Rubin's boss is the head of the Shabak, Carmi Gilon. Gilon worked with French intelligence. He was in Paris the night of the assassination, working with French intelligence to make sure the assassination went off as planned. Perez had to cover for his two buddies, his co-conspirators. And boy, did he cover for his co-conspirators. Number one. Now, I don't want to confuse your listeners. This is like breathing to me, and it's complicated. Rubin supposedly was shot by Yigal Amir. I've got Yoram Rubin's clinical report I have it right here.
No, wait a minute. Bean was the one who was shot.
No, Reuben was shot with the second bullet.
I see. Who was shot with the first bullet?
Rabin.
Okay, fine.
Rabin was shot. In actuality, nobody was shot. These were blank bullets.
All right, fine. Basically, he was shot from the front by Amir, is that right?
No. No. All right, let's start. We're gonna have to simplify these matters. This is getting messed up. Miguel Amir shot blanks. And this is, you know, I may have to redo the show where I actually go through the evidence point by point. Miguel Amir shot blanks. Rabin was fine. He kept on walking to the car. The government's version of the assassination was that Amir's first shot went through, Rabin's back. His second shot was after Yoram Rubin fell on top of him, and he shot Rubin through the arm. The third shot, supposedly, again, was Rabin was shot through the waist by Amir standing over Rubin and Rabin. You know, this is so easy for me and probably very complicated for your listeners. Just remember this. According to the government, Yitzhak Rabin was shot by Yigal Amir twice in the back. And the bodyguard, Yoram Rubin, was shot in the arm. I've got Yoram Rubin's clinical report. For a serious gunshot wound, he was given iodine. That's what it said. He was given iodine. That was for the gunshot wound that Yoram Rubin suffered, the bodyguard. Iodine, given some tetracycline, told to go home. Rubin was not shot. At worst, he had a minor graze. Now, I gathered this evidence, and I presented this evidence, not to mention Carmi Gilon's very blatant role in the assassination. Gilon was head of the Secret Service, the Shabak. Rubin worked for him. The person who guarded Rabin worked for the Shabak. In America, it would be the person who guarded Obama would be working for the Secret Service. In Israel, the person who guarded Rabin that night worked for the Shabak. The conspiracy, in short, there were a few other characters in it, but in short, Carmi Gilon, head of the Shabak, ordered Yoram Rubin to assassinate Yitzhak Rabin in the car. Yigal Amir was set up to be the patsy. He shot blanks. Are we following this?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Now, what Paris found that he had was a first-class mess, and he had to save his co-conspirators. Here's what he did for his co-conspirators. He had to get them out of the country. He had to get them away before they opened their mouths until the heat died down. Carmi Gilon was sent to Copenhagen as Israel's new ambassador to Denmark. Remember, this guy was head of the Shabak. He has no diplomatic experience whatsoever. First thing, the new prime minister, Paris, sends Carmi Gilon to Denmark to be the new ambassador. And by the way, that caused a tremendous fuss. Not because Carmi Gilon was part and parcel of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, but because as head of the Shabak, he supposedly tortured Arabs. That's the way the Danes think. You can't get the Danes to think normally. This is a major problem in Scandinavia. They've got a worldview that has nothing to do with reality. Nothing. So when Carmi Gilon went to Denmark, he was the Arab torturer. Never mind that he killed Rabin. And believe me, I tried with the Danish media over and over again. I said, forget the damn Arabs. That's not his crime. That's not why he's going to Denmark. He's going to Denmark to get away from Israel while the heat is on for killing Rabin. That was getting rid of Carmi Gilon. Now, Rubin was sent to Washington, where he headed the bodyguard unit at the Israeli embassy in Washington. Both pairs of appointments. Now, if this isn't bad enough, once the heat dies down, Carmichael Lund returns from Denmark and becomes head of the Paris Center for Peace. That's what, you know, I think he is still the head of the Paris Center for Peace. Let's put it this way. When he got back from Denver, he was head of Shimon Peres's, well, very wealthy through embezzlement Center for Peace. And Yoram Rubin, he's called back to become Ariel Sharon's personal bodyguard. On the night that Ariel Sharon drank tea with Shimon Peres in the Knesset, and half an hour later had a stroke, it was Yoram Rubin who drove with him to Hadassah Hospital in Jerusalem. The same hit squad was at work knocking off Sharon as it was knocking off Rabin.
And Sharon's never come out of the coma?
Yeah, he's waiting for a brain transplant.
Go right ahead.
Right. Now,
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796.
630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Shot from the front, certainly Perez said he was shot from the front.
Yes.
All right.
Perez said he was shot from the front.
All right.
Not the government. The government had a commission of inquiry where Rabin was shot through the back only. Rabin, well, in short, Perez was caught with his pants down.
All right.
Perez, on the night of the murder, to repeat myself, I guess it's complicated. It's not really. The difference, the government had a commission of inquiry. They determined that Rabin was shot twice through the back. Perez, on the night of the murder, said that Rabin was shot through the front, piercing the song sheet. That was in direct contravention of, well, the Shamgar Commission on the murder of Yitzhak Rabin.
Well, now, what did the autopsy show?
The autopsy doesn't count. The autopsy rubbed out everything. You want to go through the cover-up? I mean, you want to go through the Hiss cover-up?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's try not to confuse everybody. The Hiss cover-up said that Rabin was... there were no breaks to the spinal cord. Rabin was not shot in the spine. All the doctors claimed that Rabin died of spinal shock, that his spine was shattered. Which, of course, Amir couldn't have done, and Hiss rubbed out any mention of spinal wounds. Hiss, by the way, he did mention Rabin was shot through the front by accident, but in short, the wound that caused Rabin's murder, the actual death wound, went through, this is complicated now, we're getting complicated, it went through the upper lobe of his right lung, shattering the vertebrae at D5 and 6, causing spinal shock, which killed Rabin. That's what all the doctors wrote.
But did it come from the front or from the back?
From the front.
Okay, fine. So this is what... Did the autopsy say that, though?
No.
Okay, fine.
The autopsy rubs it all out. There's no wound to the spine. Nothing. They rub out the murder. Oh, we're getting lost here. And it's so simple.
Oh, you go right ahead. We don't want to confuse the listeners. The autopsy was rigged just exactly like Kennedy's autopsy was rigged. In fact, I had a gentleman, one of my patients, whose father was involved with the autopsy on Kennedy. He told me he always figured his father was working for the CIA and had rigged the autopsy. But go ahead.
I'm going to simplify it one more time. After that, anyone interested has got to get the book that broke all this. The government's commission of inquiry has Rabin shot twice through the back and that's it. Your move and the body got a shot through the arm. The doctors, all of them have Rabin shot three times and once through the front, shattering, the backbone, causing death by spinal shock. In fact, Rabin arrived at the hospital with two back wounds. He was revived. His heartbeat came back. His pulse came back. Something called sinus rhythm, meaning his heart started functioning normally. It all came back. The doctor saved him, and Rabin was shot a third time through the front, through the upper lobe of the right lung, shattering the backbone in the emergency room of Iklov Hospital. Did you follow all that?
Yes, I do.
It is simple. It really is. It's the difference between two wounds and three. Three is the truth. Two is the government cover-up. Perez opened his mouth, and he gave the truth that Rabin was shot through the front before it was understood that Amir never shot him through the front, and there was a film to prove it.
Okay, go ahead.
I hope, I believe, again, to me this is as simple as breathing.
Oh, Barry, but you've been over it so many times before, but you're doing a good job. And certainly we see this, these same lies, whether it be Bobby Kennedy or certainly the way they cover that up, you know. He was shot from behind by a fellow who was standing in front of him. Most logical thing in the world, but the American people will believe anything as long as the government tells them that. And what we need to do is get people to begin to do the research. Barry's written a wonderful book on who killed Rabin, and they're available at lulu.com. And when we get back, we'll tell you all about it. If you'd like to talk to Barry, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That is Kate Smith singing, once again, God Bless America. But I don't think God is going to bless America unless there's a return to God, until there's, once again, a group of people who are willing to worship him and who fear God, because first, without that, why? Well, there will be no revival, and if there's not a revival in America, then the outlook for the survival of America as a free nation was very, very limited. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Barry Samus. Our telephone number, if you'd like to talk to Barry about the issue, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But Barry, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can invite you to come to give a lecture to them.
Yeah, I think the book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, in its much widened second edition, is not a bad thing to get. You get it at lulu.com. There's a search box. You write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish, and like I say, what I'm explaining is actually a lot simpler than it's coming out tonight. But nonetheless, Lulu.com, and the book is Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. My website is www.barrycharmers.com. Now, I gave this lecture in Washington not 10 days ago, and everyone understood it. And, well, it was really very well attended and very successful. And if you want to invite me to do the same thing for you, my phone number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. I also have a couple of videos on the Rabin assassination. Now, I'm about to write tomorrow, and I don't know if I'm learning an object lesson here about simplifying a murder, but, well, I convinced the Israeli people, certainly the interview today over Hiss, meant that my basic message has well entered the Israeli conscious or subconscious. But look, try and imagine this. Maybe it's tougher because in a lecture, I actually show the videos. And I show Paris talking about Rabin and being in the room and being shot from the front. And I show Paris getting himself into a real pickle, which he had an amazing amount of trouble getting out of this pickle. But one of the things I show is the actual murder of Rabin, where Paris comes down first, which was against protocol, but neither here nor there. He's told there's someone in Rabin's car. So Paris goes around Rabin's car and stops in front of it and stares in the back seat. And he tells his bodyguards to also stare in the back seat of Rabin's car. And they all turn their heads and they all stare. Paris and his bodyguards all stare into the back seat of Rabin's car. Then Paris calls Rabin's driver that night, Menachem Dumpty, to talk to him, and Dumpty gets into an amazingly nervous huff with his head going back and forth because, as we find out, Dumpty's little 12-year-old daughter went into the back seat of Rabin's car and, well, further evidence on video, she saw Yoram Rubin murder Rabin in front of her eyes in the back seat of his car. We have an eyewitness to the Rabin assassination. Now, I'm not sure, maybe I need to show the videos, which I can't do, on a radio show. But in short, Paris directs the murder, and we watch him do it, and I show how he does it. Paris is blatantly the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. But it's not just the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. I mean, Paris has got a list of political opponents he's killed off. Mota Gur, Ben Elisar, well, Sharon is as good as dead. And, the tourism minister, Rechavam Ze'evi, from the right-wing Meletic Party, Paris spoke at his memorial service last week, and he got people really mad because he said that Rechavam Ze'evi was a member of Peace Now, and he supported a Palestinian state, which is not Ze'evi one little bit. Now, again, when it comes to Ze'evi, Rechavam Ze'evi was about to quit the government of Ariel Sharon and take with him Avigdor Lieberman the other party he was going to take. He was going to leave the government with two other parties. He gave Sharon an ultimatum. Get Paris out of the government or we leave. At 7:30 that morning, about 4 hours before he was going to squeal on Paris and explain why he was leaving the government, that he could not sit in a government with the likes of Shimon Peres, he was shot dead in the Hyatt Hotel in Jerusalem. That was another Paris murder. People don't understand. This man cannot help himself. He murders. This is the president of Israel today, has a string of murders in its history, and I guess tomorrow I'm going to somehow sort that out, that it's explainable for this year's commemoration of Rabin's assassination, which will be on November 4th, coming up next week.
All right, fine. Well, Barry, I think you should be congratulated for actually being able to convince the Israeli people, or at least half of the Israeli people, that there was a conspiracy and that they should be concerned about the conspiracy. Well, I think you've convinced them that there is a conspiracy, but how do you get them concerned and demanding that the people responsible for the murder of Rabin be brought before the bar of justice? That is the question.
Well, I want Peres to live until he rots in jail. He's 87, and I'm afraid he's going to die without facing justice before he... Well, I just want him to stay alive so he faces justice.
Well, you know, if he doesn't stay alive until he faces justice in this world, I believe that there is justice in the next one, but go ahead.
Well, I can go into the kind of absolution these people are promised for their crimes, and they don't think they're going to face anybody. But this is a separate issue. I want to see him face the Jewish people for his crimes, and I'm going to do something about that. Tomorrow I'm going to write, well, what we try to do tonight, I'll put it into some simple order, that Peres is the murderer president of Israel, and we're going to try once again to expose the true blue, the real thing, SOB, in charge of the Israeli presidency today. But let's go on, I suppose, to regular everyday news, and we'll sort it out. Well, I want to just tell you one more thing about Peres. He made an announcement to the Israeli media yesterday, and boy, Netanyahu must be terrified of Peres. Peres announced that since coming into power as Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, here's a quote, has come around to left-wing thinking since taking office. He has now announced that Netanyahu is a left-winger. To make that statement without Netanyahu opening his mouth and saying that's a bunch of hooey means he's got Netanyahu wrapped around his finger. If Netanyahu makes one wrong move, he'll be the next Rabin or Sharon or Zaevi. Peres rules by murder.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but it's not. Israel is not the only country where they murder people who get out of line.
I can't think of another one. You've had two prime ministers murdered. Before Netanyahu, there was Sharon, there was Rabin. That's two straight. I can't think of another country that operates on these lines. Not a one.
Well, I have no question at all that they murdered John Kennedy. I have no question they murdered
his brother. Once every 40 years, a mistake.
Wait, pardon?
Once every 40 years, there's an assassination. Israel's every prime minister.
Well, sometimes the people who are running for the presidency will be rubbed out as well. Bobby Kennedy was running. But there are a lot of other people, and certainly some of our key senators, key people, either murdered or sent to prison on trumped up charges. And I can think of George Hansen. And certainly I know several of the congressmen who died under very mysterious circumstances. But go right ahead.
Yeah, there's no question about that. But I'm going to stick with this. Israel's such a tiny country, and there's no question whatsoever that two of the last three prime ministers, one, of course, was Peres, who wouldn't murder himself. So you get a little exception there. But Sharon and Rabin were both murdered by this Peres, and until he dies, assuming no one takes over, the head of the mafia, that country is simply a nightmare, an absolute nightmare what's going on there. Now, let me tell you what's going on. This was a very violent week in the Middle East. But there was also strange hope. The violence, of course, I'm not sure if you even heard about the, on Sunday there at the Temple Mount, the Arabs went crazy and threw rocks below at the Western Wall, and the cops came in, and there was about 40 wounded. Did you hear about the riots?
No, I really didn't tell us about them.
Well, I just did, really. There's not much more to ask.
Well, now, wait a minute. Who were these people who were wounded? Were these Israelis down below, or were the Arabs up above?
Arabs and soldiers.
Arabs and soldiers.
And everybody. There were, let's see, three soldiers were hospitalized, and a bunch were wounded, and Arab rioters were hospitalized, and I think they got worshippers. I think they, a few got hit with rocks. It was a riot on the Temple Mount on Sunday. Funny you didn't know that, but of course the Baghdad explosion kind of rubbed that out of the news pretty quickly. There's about 200 dead in that one. It was a very violent week, and it's going to explode, by the way. One of these days it's going to explode. But what you had was a tremendous amount of courage shown, a very, very hopeful sign. When soldiers of an infantry battalion are inducted into the IDF, the ceremony is held at the Western Wall, or Masada, you get a choice. You had a ceremony at the Western Wall where the Shimshon battalion are inducted into the IDF, and just as their commander is about to open his mouth, the soldiers and their parents show signs that we will not evacuate Chumash. We will not evacuate Jews from their homes. This in an IDF ceremony, and this is the same IDF which evacuated Chumash and has been doing so for the last, ever since Chumash, which is in northern Samaria, by the way, was abandoned, the settlers whose houses were destroyed keep returning to there, and the army keeps throwing them out. These soldiers said they would not be part of that anymore, and their parents held the signs with their sons. This happened at the Western Wall, an amazing sign of courage. It was a true blue mutiny against IDF policy. That also happened, when did it happen? 4 days ago, 5 days ago, where soldiers, well, in their induction ceremony, said no more of IDF policy. Now, this got a little strange because, well, the IDF promised to throw them out of the army. The IDF said that all the soldiers now face expulsion. Now, there's a strange phenomenon that's connected with this. Now, you'll get these reports of Gush Katif. Remember, Chumash and northern Samaria were evacuated along with Gush Katif. People tend to forget that northern Samaria also lost four villages and 2,500 people at the same time that Gush Katif, which lost 8,500 people, was evacuated in 2005. Now, what you've got are soldiers saying that they will not evacuate Chumash anymore. And if they do, the Shimshon battalion is going to face, well, they're going to mutiny against the IDF, and they declared it. Now, you have this very strange headline, very strange that the new prime minister is finally taking the claims of the Gush Katif settlers seriously, and it's day and night, and there's a new attitude, and they're finally going to give them compensation and homes. I read this until I read who is going to be in charge of resettling the Gush Katif, northern Samaria settlers, It is one Bensi Lieberman. Now, Bensi Lieberman was the traitor who worked with the police to make sure that Guska Teeth was evacuated. He was working hand in hand with the police, making sure that no settlers made it to Gaza to protect their own family. And everyone knows this, and it's been exposed. There's now a film floating every which way showing Lieberman working with the police, and then Lieberman had a trial. This was about 2 years ago, where he admitted working with the police to keep the settlers out of Gaza. The government appointed him to settle the claims of the Guska Teeth and Northern Samaria settlers. You cannot find a parallel for this, well, police snitch pretending he's the head of the Yesha Council. Yesha's the communities of Judea and Samaria. At the one hand, he was the co-head of the council of the settlements of Judea and Samaria, working with the police, and now he is head of resettling the very people he arranged the evacuation of.
You see, you don't have that many traitors. They got to use these same traitors over and over again. So it just, you know, and if the people would ever stand up to them, and I'm really proud of the families and the soldiers who said, we're not going to go along with your programs of throwing into the settlers out, these Jewish people who've lived in these homes there in Samaria for years, and we're not going to obey your orders. Only when the military and the police say, we're not going to obey your orders, can we ever get back to freedom. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up the program.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, you know, America is changing, but most of the changes that are taking place seem to be designed to take away our freedom. And what can you do to remedy the current situation? Well, you can become informed, and one of the best ways to become informed is to subscribe to Republic Magazine, because that magazine provides the information that's suppressed in most other news magazines. If you want to oppose the effort to establish a one-world government, if you want to preserve freedom here in the United States and throughout the world, I suggest you subscribe to Republic Magazine, and you can do that by calling 1-800-873-1620. That's 800-873-1620. Or access their website at www.republicmagazine.com. That's republicmagazine.com. I suggest you get extra copies for your family and your friends.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Government, just as John Kennedy was killed by our government, and the cover-up was in, and the magic bullet is that killed Kennedy, obviously did not kill him. The Select Committee found that there were four shots, and a congressional committee, they immediately disbanded, because they knew they would meet the same fate as Bobby Kennedy and certainly Martin Luther King. If they persisted, and of course we've seen what's happened to congressmen who've had the courage to do what was right. We know what happened to Larry McDonald, because when they found his plane that should have been filled with the bodies of all the people who perished when the plane went down, the plane was pretty well intact and there were no bodies on it, no luggage on it. What happened to the bodies and the luggage? And then, of course, we know what happened to George Hanson and to James Tropicana, and Senator Wellstone refused to sign the Patriot Act, and Senator John Towers, his plane exploded. And there's so many of the strange things that happen over and over and over again. How Bobby Kennedy's assailant was standing in front of him, and yet he was shot behind the right ear. That's pretty hard to do when you're standing in front of Bobby Kennedy to shoot him behind the right ear. And then, of course, the murder of Martin Luther King. We haven't heard our four tape sets on any of these subjects, and that is on Kennedy, certainly on Martin Luther King, certainly on the Bobby Kennedy, the DVD, the book on Bobby Kennedy. We have them all. We have a Radio Liberty special on the USS Liberty. The information you're not going to get elsewhere. We have a four-tape set four CD set called Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two CIA assassins, and then the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Would we actually try to kill or discredit our own leaders? Absolutely. I have another book written by a four-star Marine general who was asked to go to Japan to discredit General MacArthur, to spy on him for a member of the Council on Foreign Relations named Harlan Cleveland. So these things do happen. We have wicked and evil people in key positions in government today. And behind that are powerful spiritual forces, which is why you never hear about it. This is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to help us distribute it, why you need to hear my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon, my talk on the World Revolution. Well, you'll actually see my interview with the Ambassador Earl T. Smith, who was there when the American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power. Yes, the American State Department brought Fidel Castro to power. Ambassador Smith tells how the CIA and the American State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist and brought him to power. We have the excellent DVD put out by Servando Gonzalez called Treason in America. Servando was there at the time of the revolution, lived in Cuba under the communist regime, came to America, put out a great DVD called Treason in America, which goes to the background of the Council on Foreign Relations. If you don't know how the Council on Foreign Relations and the part it plays, you need to get our four tapes up on the secret government. We have another one on the secret societies. We have all sorts of information that you need to get to help us to get the information out across America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, where you can listen to us 9 hours a day on the Internet. Not get much done, but you'll get an awful lot of education. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, our protection, because we're on the front lines of a spiritual battle being fought for the survival of America. And the souls of men.
Through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring about your world, your family. It's such a crazy, crazy time. If you have not been listening to the television over the weekend, if you're not aware of the fact that it is now the pandemic panic time, that's correct. That is at least according to the president. He has declared a swine flu national emergency. We're going to talk about what that means. A lot of people are wondering, and if you're watching television, you've got a little bit of a different idea as to what this swine flu meant. And then if you're a Power Hour listener, you've got another whole idea what this swine flu pandemic national emergency means. And it's pretty scary because it means just about anything they want it to mean. We do need to spend some time on this. Whether or not this means they're going to close the borders, whether or not there can be quarantine, whether or not this is going to mean mandatory vaccination, regardless of any waivers, we'll talk about the swine flu today because it appears there are nurses getting sick from the swine flu vaccine in Sweden, and it's not a pretty picture, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you're watching television, what you also heard was that there was a plane that overshot Minneapolis last week. There's something more to this story, though. I don't mind telling you that I am a whole lot skeptical about what we're being told. And we will discuss what the A story was, then it changed to the B story, and then we've got C version out now. Over the weekend, a horrendous explosion occurred in Baghdad. They just happened to be there in time to photograph it. Doesn't it make you wonder how they're always just at the right place at the right time to video something? Whether it was bringing down of the Saddam statue or whether it is the blow up of the government buildings. Because you see, the Iraqis said, oh, we hate the Americans so much we're going to go blow up our own people again. That's what they did. There is a patent for chemtrails that I think you'll find interesting. And a lot of this material, unfortunately, we will not be able to cover in as much as I would like. So please go to the website, thepowerhour.com. Go to the news section and check it out because Nina has found so much good information that it's just impossible for us to cover it all. But in other news, though, and I didn't tell you last week how Kirkaman works, and I'll need to do that because I failed to do that, and I feel so badly when I do that. I didn't have Catherine here to remind me, and I just need to place the blame somewhere. But that was my fault. In other news, though, aside from H1N1, there is an Urban Shield program that's going to be that took place last weekend, that it was heavily armed law enforcement teams scattering across the bay, Urban Shield. Don't you like the name of that one? That's to help them get ready to go to Afghanistan or Pakistan or Iran or Iraq and do the same thing? I don't think so. Did you hear that Greyhound bus passengers are now being screened and patted down? And we've got more bank failures, along with depleted uranium, more depleted uranium stories for cancer. It's horrendous. There is a new study out. If you can't believe this one, statin drugs are now being recommended for people with normal cholesterol so that it doesn't become abnormal.
It's called Cha-Ching, Cha-Ching. Also now, the update of Afghanistan, it's worse, more troops getting killed there. We need to send more troops there. It's just throw more troops at the problem. And meanwhile, nothing is getting better, but the American public is just kind of, oh, well, we're doing the best we can. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.